Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Had a little glitch again with this computer here, but we got it. We're going to be rolling along tonight. Sorry about last week. What happened? Well, we got it. I think we got everything situated now. These computers, I don't know what goes on. They had to change it to Firefox now, so everything else is on to target. And I definitely want to start off where I stopped at last week. Well, the week before, we had Island Dragway there. We had a couple good races. Racing Jason and Sammy, the Billy G and crew. They actually ran. They ran the Big Nasty, the G-Body there, Buick. And they ran Sammy's car. They gave him 1-1. Sammy had a little traction problem. Sammy lost that race. But they went out there and made action. Then they turned around and they took their black car out there. And I'll tell you, against Jeff Rogers, I think everybody was anticipating on seeing something really good down through there. It was hot out. The track was 145 degrees. There was nobody that really could get it down the track. Everywhere you went, there was accidents. If you look at it online, Danye had actually lost his car. There was a couple other wrecks, other places. Thank God we didn't have any wrecks, but the tracks were just bad. It was just too hot. But I can say one thing, they really caused the action. They really did what they had to do. I'm going to actually have to turn around, and I'm going to tell everybody right now. I said I paid $100 for who creates the most action at one of these shows when I decided, and that was one show I wanted to do. Well, if you ask me, that was the G crew, Billy G and crew, with Sammy and them. They actually caused it to happen. So that being said, the $100 will be going to Sammy and the crew. I don't know if you guys know, but we're keeping count because at the end of the year, it is $500 to the winner. And right now, Sammy and them seem like they're ahead. And so you guys better get on your... on the bicycle quick, because they look like they're going to pull away with this thing. We also got a couple other things coming up real soon. First of all, I got to say, a good friend of mine, a really great friend of mine, and I'm not kidding you, passed away yesterday. And I'm going to say rest in peace, Dondi. Great guy, great man. There's nothing that you can say bad about him. He said he had your back, he had your back. He actually came to me recently just before my son went to the Nationals. And he just happened to stop out, and he heard some good things, and he said, man, I can't wait. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be at your show. And I said, wow, you got the bike already, huh? He says, oh, I've been there already, but just I wasn't doing anything. Well, that being said, I was happy to hear him saying that he was coming. I was really actually going to actually tow him out there, put him in onto a truck with my car and everything, and bring him out for the Ace. He made me feel good, you know, to come there and tell me that I was doing a good job when sometimes you need that little pat on the back every now and then, and it was something nice for him. I haven't seen him in so long. And just to walk up there and say something, and I'm hearing good things, that was great. That was beautiful, especially coming from him. He was happy. He was talking about the family. He was really a family man. He was. There was no doubt about it. He loved his daughters. And I know they're going to be missing him, because we're going to miss him also. He was number one in the bikes program out in Englishtown a couple years back, the champion. And we're going to miss you, Donnie, so I'm going to give a moment of silence for Donnie Brothers. God bless you, Donnie and family. And we'll be reaching out to the family real soon. And I will be letting everybody know when's the wake and when's the funeral. And if we can do anything for them, we'll definitely try. Now, on the other hand, we had a couple other races that were supposed to go down. I know we were supposed to, some guys were supposed to go to 41, the Big Sham race, Big Sham and Leroy. We tried. I was headed out, and it got past PA. I was on the way down there. And those guys just seemed like they can't catch a break. It was so much rain, it flooded the track, it was flooded the fields, and the whole parking lot was full of water. There was nothing they could do. They didn't reschedule it yet. When they reschedule it, I will let everybody know. No doubt a bunch of good guys. If you ever get a chance to go down there, trust me, it will be well worth the trip. Little Tony, Bruce Leroy, Puerto Rican Pete, Gun and Picks, and Sham. They really got the hospitality. They got the open mat for you, and how can I say anything better than that? Now I got a couple other things I got on schedule coming up. If anybody knows, we got the After Dark again, and it's a lot of things that's going on. I know I've seen a couple things going, and I'm going to explain it the best I could. Piedmont also has something going on, and actually Larry had scheduled everything, and that's what the track gave him, the date ahead of time in the beginning of the year. So, I mean, while Piedmont had the same date. So, that being said, there's nothing changed. They signed the contract. There was nothing we can do. Bay Class, AF Class Racing, After Dark has always been a grudge race. Everybody been knew about it. I wish them the best of luck at their event. I hated to see both of them on the same time, but it happened. They're in North Carolina. We're in Maryland. We're not trying to take nothing from them. That being said, a lot of the guys are coming up here. I got an Extreme coming. I got Tony Wright coming. I got Bipolar, Candy Crusher, Goldie, the whole crew, because they know they, and After Dark, they've been there and they like the grudge run. We actually had Donye was coming, but he had an accident. But Donye says he's not coming alone. He's definitely bringing a car. So he's probably going to have Chucky's car, Boogie's car. He's probably going to have a couple cars with him. I know they're going to be looking for an action. There ain't no doubt about it. I also know that the guys from Texas should be coming, and they'll be looking for action. I'm talking to a couple people right now as we speak, and we're trying to lock up a race. They just called up about it, and they want to do it. And I'm just going to wait until they decide. They'll be on the air tonight and let them do what they want, how they want to decide how they're going to do this race. I have no problem with it. I'm probably going to call up my friend Rico in a little while, and I'll let him get on here a little bit also, because I have to get on the back of Mike and Verner a little bit. But also, I just want to let everybody know, my son made it to the Nationals. I told him I was proud of him. He won his first round against Florida State. He won. He beat the guy 16-5. He lost the second match. Tried to come back for the third. He heard what happened with Donnie. He just wasn't in it. If you look on live feed TV, you would be able to see him wrestle. But I was proud he made it that far. That's an accomplishment that you just to make it there, to say that you're one of the best in the world. And so it was out of the top 70 people, you know, and he already beat one of them, so the elimination's coming down. His thing was cut short. It was going to be that was it for Greco. Well, so be it. They happened to see him wrestle earlier that day, and everything went pretty well as planned. He looked good on the first match. Definitely looked exciting. The coaches actually turned around and put him into the freestyle. The other guy backed out. So he was, as of Thursday, he's not out of the game yet. So Thursday, he's back in wrestling for the National Freestyle Championship now. And that's something to say that they put him in there for that, for both freestyle and Greco. So I know Phil's probably listening right now, jogging. He's in North Dakota. So if you're listening, Phil, good luck. Congratulations, you made it. I will be watching you on TV, watching on live feed, and can't wait for you to get back home and get back in the Cookie Monster. He will be out there on August 7th and 8th. He will be in Colonial Beach. I know he's got a couple things going on. I'm not sure exactly. Phil handles his own races. I let him handle it out. He's his own person if he wants to race. If he decides, you talk to him and he says he wants to do it, there's no problem. He knows what he's got to do. So I know on August 7th at Colonial Beach, we'll all be down at Fish Fry on August 7th. Larry will be having fish fry all night long at Colonial Beach on August 7th. On August 8th, there will be After Dark. After Dark will consist of, we're actually going to do a seafood battle. Who can cook the best seafood there that day? We know some people are cooking crab legs. Some people are cooking fish. It's going to be interesting. We do it every time, every show. And also, we also have free food. We got the tower for the older people that want to sit back, relax, sit in the tower, watch the racing. Like I said, it's not about the money. It's about fellowship, and that's how I feel. Because if it was about the money, I wouldn't be giving free food. I wouldn't be paying for the tower. Me and Larry T wouldn't be paying for the tower, none of that. We wouldn't have a DJ or whatever. We wouldn't have all this shit going on. That's how we feel. You guys deserve it. And that's our whole thing. We look out for the racers and fans. And if any racer out there is having a hardship trying to make it, please let me know something. And we'll try to get you there. I don't like to see anybody missing something. Whether we have to buddy you up, how to get there out there, I promise you, we'll make sure we get you there. It's going to be a lot of things going on. I'm going to have a 50-50 raffle. And that 50-50 raffle, we're going to actually turn around and we're going to go, and that's going to be going to the Cancer Society. And we're going to actually send it down. And last year March 21st at Fayetteville, raised $4,000 for the Cancer Society. And if that is any indication how it's going now, we hope to make it more. You know, I really want to see. I really like to really help out, because you never know who's going to be affected, whether inside your family. And this is what goes on right now. We do have a few people that we have on our list that we're going to try to help out ahead of time. We got the Brown family, the Hill family, Patricia Hill. Mike Brown will be the recipient. Whatever we get, whatever it is, that half that goes, it goes to their family regardless. It goes, that part will go directly. Whoever wins the 50-50, the other half will go towards that family. And I don't believe in how I see some of the things go down where they say 50-50 and then the other 50 part is half the tracks and half yours, you know, whatever with foundation we're going. I believe everything should go to the foundation, the half that should be going to the foundation. And Larry Tees also agreed with me, so we will be doing that. And we have a lot of things on the agenda. A lot of guys are looking for races. And also on October 18th, we will be doing our last race down in Fayetteville. Me and Custom T, we actually turned around. We decided we're going to go ahead and put it down there and get it going. We got a lot of things going on. I'm going to make sure to see exactly what Larry does. He want to do it that night, that day, for the presenting the $500 to the winner of the overall. And also we'll be also doing a cooking contest, also the last one, whichever one it is, how we're going to do it, and also feeding them. So we're going to really we're really pushing a couple of issues that we want to do a little different. I got some flack from a couple people. I got some flack from a couple promoters. But I don't care, and I'm going to tell you, just like this over the air, everybody can hear me. And whether they can tell their own promoters or whatever, whoever, I do it my way. I give out what I want to give out. It's not your money. So if I decide I want to give out and you're trying to tell me that I'm giving out too much, so be it. It's not coming out of your pocket. It's coming out of mine. Like I said, I wasn't doing this here for the money. So that being said, that's how it's going to be. And it's just the same way, the same token as I went to Island Drag Race, and it wasn't my race, but I just wanted to see something come back in our backyard. And Sammy asked me to help cook. There ain't no problem at all. You ain't got to ask me twice. Anybody that support me, I don't mind supporting them, and I don't care. So we cooked those lamb legs, and I'll tell you what, everybody had a good time. Cooked the chicken. Oh, yeah, macaroni and cheese, string beans, you name it, rice, everything you can name. It was there. So you had plenty of stuff to eat. Nobody was charging. It didn't matter. Just eat all you want. And that's how I feel that it should be. I'm not asking for nothing. And basically, you got guys that came in there that probably ate 2 and 3 plates. Ate more than what they came to pay to get in the gate. But you know what? It doesn't matter. We said it's all free, and that's how it's going to go. But I'm going to start opening up a couple of lines because I know a few people wanted to get on here tonight. And they can get on here and they can express what they want to say. I also seen a couple of things on Facebook, which I had to turn around and I had to put it out there because I really didn't want to get involved and get into the no bickering. But don't try to make, how can I say it, my friend, my business partner, or anything like that look bad. I'm not going to go for it. I will defend any one of my friends if I know you're lying. Guess what? You're going to get called out. And so that's the reason why I jumped on the bandwagon. I said something out there, and I will give you the floor. Why don't you, I asked you, Elson, why don't you call Larry then if you want to straighten it out? You ain't got to go out there and lie. Now, all of a sudden, everybody said, well, I'm done with it. You're done with it? Okay, done. That's supposed to be done. Not keep on writing a whole bunch of sentences high and bring a computer. Call the man up. Larry is more than reasonably called to talk to anyone. And he would never do anything to hurt nobody. If anything, he tries to help out somebody. So that being said, I'm going to open the lines up, and we'll go from there. Call 347-5810. Your mic is open.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's everything? How's everything? How's everything going?
Pretty good, pretty good.
What you got going on? What you got going on?
Right now I'm cooking in your box. I made a turkey in your box over there.
Okay. I seen the picture you just sent me. How did those turkeys come out?
The turkey so far is still in the box. I'm gonna be taking it out in a few, and then we'll start.
Okay,
let you know how it comes out. I had to try.
Okay.
But,
this is what we're gonna be cooking maybe too that day, turkeys.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think we're going to make some turkey that day. I think
okay.
So. I'll find out in about another hour or so. Put it on the table.
Oh, okay. Who's the tasters over there
to
be tasting the turkey?
My sister-in-law just came in town. So me, my kids, the wife, my sister-in-law, and I think my sisters are coming. Not sure. We'll see how it goes. See what they say about it. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to thank you for cooking the lambs for me. An island for me, Joe. Thanks a lot. You're a big help.
No
there.
Problem. You're welcome. Anytime, Sammy. Anytime.
It was good. Like we said, I heard you. It was a good time. Everybody got to eat and have some fun. It was hot.
Oh man, you know, I got to see people that I ain't seen in a long time. That's what I like about it.
Yeah,
anytime you can see somebody you haven't saw in a long time, haven't came out, you know. I seen the guys from out there, Troop Avenue and stuff like that. I saw Chuck,
yep.
You know, it was great. Sunny,
yeah,
you know.
All the Brooklyn guys,
you know,
there.
Oh, yeah, it was great. And, you know, they all told me that they're going to be, August 8th, they'll be sitting there, they're going to make sure they make it there. So that's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. It was Well, you had the Brooklyn Build there, Mustang Mike tuning with like four cars there, Not So Broke from Small Block
Now,
Posse.
Mustang Mike, can you tell who Mustang Mike is so everybody knows?
Mustang Mike was the fastest. The fastest with a Pro Charger on a small block back in the days with a 289. And then
they kept making
a
different class on him every time, making rules
and
because
now,
he was going too fast with the guys.
Yep, and now he was at the, what was it, the Outlaw Drag Radio. He was Outlaw Drag Radio record holder until Dave Hansen and somebody else got it now. He was the first one to go the fastest. He was the fastest. He was the first one to go that fast in Outlaw Drag Radio. Back then when it first started with the Outlaw Drag Radio. And pretty much right now he's a tuner right now. He's running around tuning cars.
Okay.
So he's tuning turbo cars and supercharged cars and stuff like that. So that's his thing now. He's a Ford Tech. He was out there. We had a lot of guys out there. A lot of guys
that
I didn't see for a while. They came down and supported. It was awesome. Jeff Rogers, we had a good time that day. He came down with him and his crew. Showed the support.
Oh, yeah.
It was good.
He was enjoying his stuff. He ate quite a bit of chicken.
Oh, yeah. I made sure I stuffed him. He had to eat. I don't want to hear his mouth saying he didn't get fed.
He's not lying. He said he came for the chicken. He wasn't playing around. He was eating. He looked good. Now tell us though.
Sure
that's
that.
What we got to find out. You
and
will
then,
be running Jeff
sure
Rogers again on August 8th?
Oh, yeah. Running Jeff Rogers back again. Head up to the 8th. August 8th. And that's locked in.
All right.
So
is there anything
happen.
Else that you guys got locked in?
57 from up by Maryland.
Okay, that's the 57 Chevy Maryland.
Car. Yeah.
Okay.
And well, Billy's car, Billy G's car, the 69 Mach 1.
All right.
And then I'm gonna see if I can get any more because you know how it's gonna go, Joe. I'm going for the race of the day again.
I told everybody this is what happened. You guys got the race of the day. We didn't get to finish it up yesterday, but I mean last week. So I'm just letting everybody know right now, race of the day. And that's no lie because they caused the action. Like I said, they did the most action. I got to give it to them. That is what I want to see. You know, I hear so much, you know, and so much bickering about because I did that. You know, come on, man. Stop crying, man. Give something back and stop taking it all the time. It's sad. It's really sad when people got to turn around and do stuff like that.
Who won? So you made up your mind who won the race of the day?
I said you guys won it. There's no doubt about it. So.
Oh, shit. So we got three of them this year ready from you, Joe?
Oh, let's see what we got. We got Fayetteville, right?
Uh-huh.
That was one. What was the next one?
Cecil County?
No, the Cecil County went to the other guy. They voted on it. That's why I told them the way it was. They wanted excitement.
No, there was, you had four. You gave away four of them that day.
Okay, so what I got to do is I got to go back to the thing. I got it written down. I'm going to look it up.
We got Fayetteville, Bud's Creek.
You definitely and now you got Island. So that's three.
And then
yes,
Jeff and Jeff Rogers on the Wolfpack on the Cecil County one.
That's it. Those two got one in fees. So,
that was a tie.
And,
one
piece. Yep. So that's what we got there. So it's gonna be interesting.
Guess what, Joe?
I don't know if you guys are you still looking for any more action or?
Oh yeah, as soon as I get after finish up with Jeff Rogers, I'm gunning for somebody else.
Okay, so because I seen the tape out, I don't know if you saw it yet. The video.
Yeah.
Okay, because I try to send it out to people to let them look. It's been. I think you've been might be summoned for a race.
Sure, I have no problem with that. I got 3 cars going to be there. I got the stock block on motor, stock suspension 28s. I'm going to have the small block on nitrous, straight head, 28s, stock suspension. And then I have the 69.
Okay.
Mustang, big block conventional head on nitrous.
Also, Andy Harris is looking for a run on motor. There's no doubt
Andy
about
Harris.
He's coming back. Yep.
Gunsmoke.
Yep, he will be back in action. It's a lot of guys that's going to be coming back, I'll tell you that. So, it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be a good day, so we're going to do a
couple other little things. I just don't want to let nothing out the bag yet. I'm waiting to see because I know a couple guys are calling me, and they're actually waiting to get tested. They're going to test out this week. As soon as they get tested, I know Darryl wants to test out his car. Well, that's one person. He wants to try to come back out and try that race again with him. The Carolina Killers.
No problem with me. I'll be there.
He wants to try it out. He definitely already called me up. He asked me about it. He just wanted to get straightened out. I know I got the pizza gang. Now I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna let everybody know right now, so nobody hear this from outside nobody else's mouth, and I can put it out there. He did call out Ray Ray. He did ask Ray Ray to run. So he is looking for Ray Ray, but Ray Ray has an engagement or something to do, I guess. I don't know what he's doing. So anybody that hears that, they can hear it now from my mouth. And that is the deal right now. So anybody that wants to know, that's the whole problem right now. And so I'm going to tell you, he's looking. He's looking, Dwayne Robinson, the Sud will be out there. He'll be looking for a little runs. He'll be looking for some action also. Rico will be announcer there again. As usual, he's always helping me out. Thank him. And they will also have the Black Mamba should be ready. So they'll be testing. So if things work out, you might see the Black Mamba and the Baby Mamba might be there. Let's just say that. They got a little car there. They call it a street car. They call it the Baby Mama. But I'm looking forward to be a real, real good show. I mean, there ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it.
Yeah.
I know it's hot. A lot of guys don't like to go out, but we have the track until 1 o'clock in the morning. So, and as of 7 o'clock, there's only grudge races only. So if you can't turn around and get your runs off by them by 1 o'clock, you didn't want to get it off. That's all. So I'm just letting everybody know. The Goldie will definitely be in the house. Bipolar will be in the house. They're all coming. They said they're going to be there. No problem. I'm going to tell you, Bookie, I'm going to let them get on. Because I know they wanted to say a little something about their race. It was a little controversy. And I had no problem. I know they can. There ain't no problem at all with what they want to say. And those guys will be coming from Chicago. They will be there, and they'll be looking for action. They have a Monte Carlo, big tire, conventional head, low deck on juice. They're looking to do some action with. And they got a couple other ones. They got Nate they're going to bring. Also, you have the Texas boys. They will also be bringing their cars. So if anybody's out there and they're listening and they're looking for something and they say they can't find a race, well, you ain't looking that hard. Because I think they done covered every base there is, whether it's a small block, stock block, whether it's a small block, whether it's a small block straight head, whether it's a small block on nitrous. They have covered all bases, so there's nothing that anybody can say that they can't get a run, whether it's a big block on nitrous. I mean, you know, how can you ask anything? better than that. So there's not one round that you can't say that, oh, nobody wanted to race. You know, I hear that so many times, but nobody wanted to do it. I didn't hear nobody in my class. Well, there's going to be somebody for everybody's class. Nobody can say they couldn't get a race. And, you know, that's a lot of things that goes down. A lot of times you hear these guys, later everybody was begging everybody. You know what? If somebody comes there with a car just like you and you turn around and say, you're up there, you asking for something, then something's wrong. So I'm just going to let everybody go on that. I mean, I've seen it happen. Don't get me wrong. I've seen some people get scared of somebody else, but you ain't going to have that. The guys from down south are coming. The guys from Georgia are coming. They're coming from Texas. They come from Chicago. We come from Long Island, New Jersey. You know, we're coming from New York. We're coming all over. We're coming Connecticut, PA. They'll be in the house. So if you can't get a race, something's wrong. I think you just were too scared and you just didn't want to get a race. So that's how I look at it. And one thing about it, you guys make sure somehow you're going to make it a race. I mean, you guys take a gamble. That's why I got to give you guys credit. Now, on behalf of the other crew, I'm going to say something. You know, I know the race is supposed to be going down. Was it next week? 50 grand and Ralphie.
Yeah, it's going to be 50 and Ralphie and 50 and the Monty from Mount Vernon.
Oh, they got two races, I think. Oh, get out of here. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's two races.
Now, where is this going to be at?
Englishtown.
Englishtown?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Told you, bro. We ain't playing this year.
Yeah, no. You guys, I got to give credit. You did what you said you're going to do it. You guys didn't lie. I like it. I really like how you guys are going out about it. Billy's doing a good job driving. You know, most time you got crews and turn around and fighting amongst each other. Got to say one thing, you guys are sticking there regardless whether you lose or win, you know.
Sure.
Just make sure, hey, let's just take care of this here. We'll come back. That's how a race is supposed to be. There's no bickering, you know.
Yeah,
and don't get me wrong. I've been seeing a lot of stuff going down, and, you know, you might get a couple things here and there that goes bad, but, you know, it is what it is. And, Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
You
can't really say everything's going to click on all 8 cylinders.
Nope.
You know?
Not at all.
Let's be real about it. They always talk about grudge racing. Them guys don't know nothing. And, you know, we always get a bad rap, but let's just be real about it. At the big race this week, what was the big thing about the race? Nobody was talking about, did you see this one go 690s or 540s or this or that. What did you hear? All you heard was a big grudge race. That's all you heard. PDR.
Yeah.
Come on. TV Jackson, you know, he keeps hats off to him. He got it down there. Travis Harvey, he did his thing. You know what I mean? But you didn't hear anything else. But when people say that, oh, you don't know, grudge racing, that's bullcrap. Grudge racing is exciting, and it still can be, you know, even though if you want to say that their class race, they went out and they grudged them. They ran, they did it for money, and they did what they had to do. And that's what it's about. That's what you want to bring, the excitement. And let me tell you, if you didn't think somebody was excited to go watch it, you just listen to the thing. You can look online how they were doing. That was more talk about that than anybody else. So let's be real. That's why I tell everybody, why you do this here? Why? Because I think grudge racing is something that we can make it grow. You can make it grow, guess what? And you don't have to kill a little man. You don't have to turn around and have these guys turn around and all this crap because they're going through at the other tracks or whatever. You know what? We give them what they want, excitement, they'll be back. That's how I look at it. But I'm going to open up a mic, Sammy, because I know they were waiting here for a while. But you can stay right on. 336-5143, your mic's open.
Log out.
Hey, what's going on, Rico?
Extreme Motorsports.
How's
Hello,
everything?
Buddy. All right,
pretty
I'm
good,
listening.
Pretty good.
And I just want to know, I can't talk long. I'm putting a valve setting on the back motor right now. I don't know how she's going to turn out. I'm not going to do a lot of talking, but I'm working on the motor right now. I'm trying to be there with all of it, just to let you know. So I'm turning the phone back to you, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, Rico.
All right, you have a good
one. Hey, Rico, I got to say one more thing now. I know you're doing some double duty that day. I know you had a car there, but I also, you know, like I said, you got the mic. I know you're going to have the mic out there. So we're going to have you behind Grudge Alley over there.
Just let them, you know, let anybody know. If they have a grudge race, don't go find anybody but me or you so I can get them to the line and talk it up. You see what I'm saying? Do not just go flying down and say, somebody said, well, they didn't even run. No. Let me know you got a grudge, and I will give you the utmost airtime. I don't care if it's a 45-second Volkswagen. If it's a grudge race, money's up, or you're betting a hot dog or potato chip. It really don't matter to me. Just let me know it's a grudge. So let me know a Long Island, and we will get you to the line, especially if it's a big grudge. Trust me on that.
Oh, yeah.
You got my word. All right, Long Island.
Yep. All right. Thank you again, Rico.
All right. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
All right, I'll see you on, I don't know if you're going to make it the 7th. Are you going to make it down there to Colonial Beach, too?
I'm making it a full weekend.
You make it a full weekend? Okay, so you'll be down there fish frying with us again.
Full weekend.
So you're going to be ready for the fish fry, right?
Don't be ready. Remember last time I was sitting in the motorhome getting fish, baby girl was passing me fish through the window, you know. So I'm going to be ready again, trust me when I tell you.
And Del Bay, I'll have some banana and some sour apple when he get down there. He'll be all right.
Man, the last time y'all gave me stuff, I didn't know which way it was going. You know what I mean? Everybody came to the trailer looking for a banana something. I don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, that's what we got to do. Now, I just got to make sure everybody know, everybody that got their group, everybody puts that $20 in, like I said. We do have who's the baddest man on feet raised out there that day also. Whatever crew member you got, you put the $20 down on for your crew, and you have that man. At the end of the day, we're going to turn around. We're going to have these guys that are going to run on feet, elimination. If we have 10 people at $20 a pop, I will be paying at the end. $500 for the winner. So
okay.
I don't care who they are, where they are. I don't care what they look like. So just come on up there as long as you are a team member, one of the team members. So I know, Sammy, you might have to put your sneakers on. So you better get ready.
Okay, look,
I got to call out.
You know what?
I got to call out, Long Allen.
You got to call out?
Yeah, you know how old I am, right?
Uh-huh.
You know how old I am. You know I'm up in the age, right?
Yeah.
Bring me another 60-year-old, they got the back to it. Bring me another 60-year-old, they got the back foot. Not the back tire, the back foot. With that, I'm going back to my motor.
All right.
Take
it easy, Rico.
Long Island, yo.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, baby girl.
Think about his ass is not 60. He's 65.
65 years old.
He needs a 65-year-old, not a 60.
He had added a couple more jets on there, huh?
Wait a minute. Hold it before he gets started. They say he's going to get rid of no revenge. Even if you give your son's pants on.
Oh, shoot. For that race that we had down in Fayetteville?
In Long Island. Now, it cost me some money when my son got beat. But I'm coming back. I'm locking anybody in that wants some action on that.
Hold up.
Now, you told me, you said you want that same guy That he ran?
Yeah. And then what? Okay. Who's that Dis-X? Hey, who's that Dis-X? What kind of spot I'm going to give? I'm going to let him bail. He can steal the street. And I'm going to come searching for him. My son coming searching for him, sir. So if you want to bail, I'll let you bail.
I smoke three packs a day.
Okay, well,
oh, that's heavy.
Well,
that's
calm
heavy
down
now.
To one pack. Hey,
I smoke three
calm
packs
down
a day.
To one pack. See, my son smoked 10 packs a day, so it's going to be a good run. But Long Island, you know they screwed me in Fayetteville. I'm going to bet all that money. I looked up, and they said, the race over. I said, ain't no way possible to race over. I looked up, and my son was coming down the hill. Hey, see, he had too much clutch in it. I told him to roll some clutch out of it.
It's heavy.
A plastic garbage bag
flew over the track. Was over there where he was at the track. He hit that plastic garbage bag. And his sneakers broke loose and he rolled around. That was the funniest thing I ever seen. He had the ground rolling.
And the bad part about it, I was still betting on the biggie in the track. And the boy said, hey, babe, if we didn't know you, we'd have took your money. This race over with. I said, ain't no way possible. And I look back at the sideline. He done flipped over the guardrail. I said, what happened? My son said, my pants come down, Daddy. I said, what? I said, how did your pants come down? He said, I ain't have no belt on.
Mm-mm-mm.
It cost me that money.
So they was betting, what was it, $150?
Yeah.
$150 a piece.
Yeah.
He was still betting.
Hey, but you know, hey, but you know, at the end of the night, I got mine back. But
I remember that.
Yeah, we're gonna have fun in Colonial, and we're gonna have fun in Buzz Creek.
Well, I heard something now. You be careful now, because I heard peanut butter and jelly might be back out.
Hey, look, it makes you constipated. I don't eat that shit. Okay.
I'll just let you know that peanut butter and jelly truck might be back out.
Hey, listen. Tell them to be careful what they ask for. Because you know it's one thing about it. If I'm right, I answer the bill right then and there.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, hey, Long Island, you know, I seen something on Facebook last week. They said a lot of people come to the track and don't run. And then I replied to one gentleman, I knew who he was, trying to be undercover. He said, but Extreme them don't run nobody. I said, what do you go to the track set? I said, whenever we tell somebody we're going to run, unless something happens, like what happened with Rick Garcia, we can't help that. You know, it ain't nothing we can control. Of. But if you roll in that gate and we tell you we're going to run, it's a run.
Now, I'm going to be real about it. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'll never forget, came up the Capitol that day. First time I went out there, heck, we're going to run regardless. We're going to get something. Second time y'all came out, I put y'all out there. Said, man, we just go. We don't care. Even if the car ain't running right, we running.
Yeah.
They ran David Brinkley right off the trailer. That was something. And they didn't believe
in
Big George. Everybody was like, no way. And that was good.
Yeah.
Now, they went right out there and did their thing. I got to give them credit. And that's how it's supposed to be. And that's what one thing I like about Sammy and them. If they say they're going to do it, they're not backing down. They're not giving up no deposits. You know?
Yeah.
So that's one thing.
You see the defense here. When Hot Sauce kept saying, hey, y'all going to pay punk out money. And we kept looking. Me and Rick looked at each other and said, well, I said, bro, are you a punk? He said, no. I said, ain't no punk. So we ain't paying it. We going racing.
Yeah.
We going
racing.
That's
how I suppose, you know.
And
you know
what?
Drop
you
the
spot
down a little bit if you got to and go ahead and race.
Yeah.
That's how I feel the same way. I believe in it that way. It's better off go ahead and get it over with. You know, I don't like it. Look, I went down there, Fayetteville, the last time I went out there, and what happened? I get out there, the car not running right, and I told Rico it still ain't running right. But the people looking for me to run, I ain't going back down. I went out there, I ran the 280 regardless. Don't get me wrong, I escaped it, but
hey.
It wasn't running right. But I thought I couldn't be running.
Hold up. We exchanged the race. Hold up.
Yeah.
We was crippled, and the W come on in our lane, and, hey, we couldn't have ran. If he hadn't tore that truck up, we wouldn't have ran him that day no more. We was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I told him. I walked up to the man. I said, I'm on 6 of them. What you want to do? I said, we go out there and run for a little light, you know, because everybody wants to see the race. No. Y'all going to run this way. Okay. We're going to run then.
Yeah, and that's how it's supposed to be, you know. And, you know, and nobody had no hard feelings. We went over there and made sure the man all right. That's how it's supposed to be.
That's right. At the end of the day, Long Island, people don't understand. We one big family with this here. Because don't nobody want to see nobody tear up a vehicle. Don't nobody want to see nobody get hurt.
Nope.
Hey, it's fun as long as ain't nobody getting hurt.
You're 100% right on that. I agree with that. There's a lot of guys that are going to be out there, you know, got bad feelings for somebody, but you know what? Whatever you got, and that's it.
But that's like.
I told everybody, and this is the God honest truth, it ain't about the money. And so basically, you coming out there and you got some problems, I'd rather not even have you. I don't need the headaches. I like to have a fun time, walk out, and everybody can be sitting back and say, man, I can't wait to see each other again.
Long Island, you know what's crazy? And you done heard us do it many times. We don't even have a motor ready. But if you got a show, what we do? We'll work all night long to get to your show.
Yeah, that's true.
And you done talked to us many times. You understand? Because you and everybody from up north, I'm going to tell y'all this here. Y'all got our respect because y'all do things that a lot of tracks don't do. You know, they always the big name people, you know, supposed to be the big name people. You know, they bypass everybody else that comes in to help make that program.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You're right about that.
Yeah. Hey, when we came up north, we had the best fun we ever had. And me and Rico, we still talk about that to this day. Hey, the first day we went to Capitol. And we like, man, we just love going up north because everybody up north, they treat you different than half the people down south do, you know. They're like, man, I'm glad y'all came up here.
I'm going to try to get y'all to Island Jagway over there right quick. You know, I got to get you over there one time. I'm going to try to get it all. Sammy going to have something on September the 12th, I think it may be. Right, Sammy?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to get you down there because I need you to come on down there and just hang out with us. And it ain't all about it, you know, how fast you go and how to have fun.
And by the way, Sammy's a pretty cool guy. I met him one time. I was walking past his trailer. I didn't get to stop and speak to him, but he's a pretty good guy.
He can cook some chicken, too.
hey, Sammy,
he is the chicken king. Now, I'm just letting you know. He won the barbecue contest, too, so just be careful.
Hey, Sammy, so when I come to Buzz Creek, you going to cook some chicken?
Maybe, hopefully, yeah. I think I should be able to cook it.
We're going to try some turkey now, I heard.
Oh, wait a minute.
Is that what we're going to try now? We're going to barbecue a turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know if you ever ate barbecue turkey before.
Yeah. Hey, we definitely coming up that way.
Yeah,
well,
I'm
going to set the motor in the truck right now. And we don't listen to the show. I'm going to drop the motor in there so we can get some test session in. Hopefully we're going to test tomorrow.
Like Joe. It's going to be late. No more of that early shit because that shit was too hot that day. Now.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to make it racing 3 o'clock. It stops at 11:30.
Uh-huh.
11:30.
Yeah, that should be 11:30 midnight,
say.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
all right,
it's
going to
be cool weather.
We're in
nice weather.
Just to the show. And Rick, Extreme Senior, he working wide open right now.
No,
he's doing his thing.
I got to give him credit. And I promise y'all, If they said they ready, like I said, I don't care regardless. If they say they ready and they say deposit going to go up and then deposit, I put the deposit up. I'm good for that. I'm not worried about them. If they tell me they want to raise somebody and they said they're going to lock in, and they lock in, they got it. So ain't nobody can ever say that they ain't paying no deposit. I pay it regardless. They like a team and don't matter to me. They want to race. If they tell me lock up, it's just like if Sammy told me lock it up with somebody down there, and I'm over here, and he can't get there with the money, I will put the money out. That's how I feel.
Hey, don't get me wrong.
Uh-huh.
And Extreme Senior told me to tell you, shout out to the United Assassins.
All right. Yeah, I was hoping to try to get somebody this week, but we didn't do it. But I know for a fact we will be ready. The whole crew will be there. I promise you, Phil. I promise you, Dwayne. I promise you, Junie should have his. They have little Black and Mild back together. So it will be live that day.
That's right.
Like I said,
Team Extreme will be in the house with you.
Okay, I promise you. And like I said, if they make it right, and I want to tell you, I'm going to say this on the air too. They make it right, and Pizza Gangster say yes, it's going to happen there too. So anybody that's looking for a conventional head on motor, conventional, let's get busy. And if you turn around and you make it the right race and you got the nitrous on it, if he say yes, I will do it. I'm backing the gangster, Stefano, up. So it is what it is. So there will be some racing going on. There's a few guys out there that I can say I can vouch for, and I will vouch for them if they say yes. And it ain't no problem. So if they say lock, that means lock. So that's how I look at it.
Hey, is my baby going to be there?
Huh?
His ski mask gonna be there.
That I didn't get to talk to him yet. Now, I'm quite sure ski mask gonna be there.
If he's there, I'm gonna do something real nice for him. I got something real nice for ski mask.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hear that.
And tell ski mask if things work out right, we gonna bring a convertible Mustang up the other way. That's looking for him.
Okay. Oh, I seen that little car. Little street car.
Yeah. We got a little convertible Mustang.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see if I can get hold of Steve Mass and see what he wanna do.
Hey, man.
I know there's a lot of guys coming on. I was hoping I'd get hold of Boogie, my man from Chi-Town. Maybe he'll get on tonight. I wanted him to get on, but I'm going to see if I can catch hold to him because I know he wanted to come on, and we got to make a little trip out to Boogie sometime, you know, and show some support too, because they do come out and they support us. You know, those guys, they do their thing, and I mean, I want to show a little support towards them every now and then we can do. So that's how I look at it. A lot of guys don't realize how good people been doing, you know. They don't have to really come that far, but they choose it.
Hey, Long Island, the people that you deal with, you know, all the people that runs with you and everything, I'll come to any of their races. If I'm ready, I will come to any of their races. Because they do the same thing that you do. You understand? Everybody I done met that from up on your end, they do like you do.
Well, I ain't going to say everybody. I'm going to tell you, there's a very few over here.
I'm saying the ones that you deal with.
Uh-huh. Because I'm going to tell you, Sammy.
I'm saying the ones you deal with.
Sammy, this is no lie now. I'm going to tell you that. Sammy, it go beyond, and I like it. I love it. Sammy, between Sammy, Larry T, Bruce Leroy, Sham, man, you can't ask for a better group than that, you know. Those guys, I'll tell you, my hat's off to them, because that's what I've been looking for all the time. I've always been asking for it. Larry T, that's why I defend him in anywhere, any on or whatever. That man will tell you in a heartbeat, in one heartbeat, if he said he going to do something, he going to do it. And that's my whole thing. So if he If his word is, that's how I tell you, if you, without your word, you ain't got nothing.
Thank you.
And that's one thing I can say about him. If he promised you something, you got it. You don't care if he got to go in the hole. You got it.
Oh, Long Island. And you owe me a new T-shirt, too. I seen your new T-shirt.
Oh, what the happened?
I seen your new T-shirt.
Oh.
With your son and you on. I seen your T-shirt, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I was sending one, too.
Hey, I seen your T-shirt, sir.
Yeah.
Look, I go on Facebook and soon I look up, I said, new T-shirt. I said, oh, it ain't going down like that.
Oh, man. Let me tell you, I got more orders for kids on this T-shirt than anything else. It's crazy. I laughed my head off. Everybody want a T-shirt. Next thing you know, the other kids have it. He said, man, my son, you know, want a T-shirt. And I know his son is, he about maybe a 1X maybe. He said, you got a 5X? I said, a 5X? You know, you for that 5X. It ain't for your son, you lying joke. I said, I got you, Kenny. So I got to give Kenny a 5X. I started laughing.
And you make sure one day before the weekend get him, you call Dwayne up and tell him, I ain't hollered at him.
Okay, you know, I definitely
Dwayne,
will.
You know me, you and Dwayne doing three-way each other.
Yeah. I'll make sure I get. I've been running around with my son so much, you know, just trying to make sure he's okay.
And tell him,
you know,
congratulations.
Oh, yeah. He's up there still, so he got another shot at another one. So I'm just happy for him doing it. He made it that far, and I'm very happy, you know.
Yeah.
The colleges, like they said, the colleges, they offer them scholarships, but they, California, Arizona, and basically, I really don't want my son that far. I ain't going to lie to you. I'll be lying to you, but I say,
right.
I know he listens. I hate to say it like that. I really don't like him to go that far. But, you know, if he's doing North Carolina or something like that, I can get to him, you know. But, yeah, going to California and Arizona, that's a ride.
We have to catch the first plane out.
Yeah, you know how it is. You hate to let your baby go, so. That's all to it. He's my baby boy, and that's it. And I got the oldest one with me now, but you know he's still up here. Yeah. And
your little son is my little man. Both your sons got my respect.
Yeah, they good. They really good. I got blessed with them. But I'm gonna open up another mic, baby, because I know they've been waiting here. Let me just open this mic up for them. And y'all can stay on though. Okay. 443-4219, your mic open.
Don't never make me hold that long again, Joe.
Oh my gosh, this is you know who this is.
Don't never make me hold on. I'll give a hang up on your head.
Oh, come on, Jeff. Now this is Mr. Rogers.
You ain't hanging up.
How's everything, Jeff?
Everything's good. Everything's good.
All right.
We got to go to
US 13
tomorrow night.
Oh, you got US 13 tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Woo. Okay, so what you running? What time?
I don't know. It's just as long as before the track closes. We got to run Steve Drummond.
Oh,
get out
of here.
He's got a small block nitrous for car. And he's got a small block nitrous car.
I got to say one thing. Y'all sure rolling around there.
Yeah, then we got to go to Capitol Saturday and run Copperhead.
Oh, okay.
That's Saturday.
Nice.
The reason I got on here was, mm-hmm. Hey, Ben Laden, you on there?
I'm here.
Hey, your race September. That race you got in September?
Yes.
Tell that guy, Elizabeth Way, Mo. Ain't that one of your teammates, Mo?
There's a boy of mine.
Mo Diddley? What's his last name?
Mo Pookie. Pookie Mo.
Pookie Mo. Tell him we're running 8 miles at your race.
Oh, man.
You know, in that one race, he wants to go quarter mile. We'll run 8 miles at your track, at your race in September. We lock that in, that way you know we'll be coming with a convoy.
I won't let him know.
Oh, shoot.
Jeff, how much?
You gonna
did you eat enough chicken that day?
Yeah, I got up the next morning. I was crowing.
What happened?
I got turned into a chicken.
About the
he said he turned into a black man. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
About the lamb. Did you have some lamb?
Yeah, we ate good. Thank you all. We had a good time.
We're gonna try something a little different, Jeff.
What are you gonna try?
Yeah, Jeff, we're gonna try something a little different on August 8th. We're gonna try a couple turkeys in there.
Mm.
We're gonna barbecue some turkeys. You ever eat a barbecue turkey?
A couple turkeys, huh?
Yeah, you ever try that or no?
How you gonna cook it? My damn phone kept going out. How are we gonna cook it?
We're almost gonna do it almost like the lamb, how we did the lamb.
Oh yeah, that's good.
We're gonna do it.
Yeah.
And then
I have one right now, ready to cut open in about another 20 minutes. I'm gonna cut it open and start. I'll be the test dummy.
Yep. See, we experiment before we bring it there.
I got you.
This is a guy on shoot. You think a kid, right, Jeff? I'm gonna make sure he texts it to you to show you.
Okay.
You see it, then you'd be like, whoa. Yeah, and we actually got fish, too, we're doing.
See?
So we're going to have that seafood battle. A lot of people say they can cook seafood. Let's see what you really can cook.
Is my girlfriend going to be there?
Right there at the track.
Is my girlfriend going to be there, Joe?
Huh?
My girlfriend going to be there. That's so funny.
Hold on, let me see something. Oh, my wife said, hey, Chris. Jeff Rogers want to know if his girlfriend going to be at the track.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, golly. I guess you probably thought I wasn't going to go out there and say it to her, huh?
No, that's what you're going to say. How's your boy doing,
Jeff? Oh, man. Huh?
How's your son doing? I was at the track the other day. He doing good?
He's wrestling. He won his first one. He beat the Florida State champion. Then he lost the second one. And, well, that was a bad call. They've been calling it out on passive, they said, but I don't know how. I never heard of that. But the third one, he found out our friend had died, so he just wasn't there. He just didn't feel like wrestling. He was 48 years old and was out there working. You know, he does roofing and building. Then he went to get more material. And they think that he caught a heat stroke. So,
unbelievable.
48 years old. But they actually turned around and told him the other day. Matter of fact, it's today that they want him to wrestle Thursday. So now he's in freestyle and he still gets to wrestle the national level. He's still on the national level. So he's actually doing
double duty
out there. And a lot of kids that never even been in one, and meanwhile, he's going to do both. And I was really surprised. I mean, the college was asking for him, so he's doing good. I told him just have fun.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what
it's about. Yeah, so he'll probably be back till Sunday because he takes a ride. That's a ride. They rode a bus all the way out there.
Thank you.
So yeah, he wants to get back in the car. I can see. He wants to race so bad, you don't even know. He already told me. I said, yeah, I didn't take your car. Don't worry. I didn't take it out. He was wondering, how did the car run? I said, no, I didn't take yours. I took mine. It's good. So, we should have a good old time, though, Jeff. And I know for a fact, I know a few guys they've been telling me that they're going to be bringing their small blocks out there, you know, that day, and it should be interesting, very interesting
right, so
that day.
That's the next time we're going to see is August 8th, right? You're not coming down next weekend.
Oh, no, I won't be able to go next weekend. No, I definitely won't be able to make it next weekend.
Okay.
That's going to be a rough one. The 25th, he doesn't know. He kind of like know, but I got to bring him to the newspaper and the legislator's office, and they want to honor him because for him to go out there by himself with no coach to even make it to the States, the school actually didn't send him with a coach, and he still qualified, then went to the Nationals without a coach and did it all by himself. and they were saying if we'd have had somebody, how far he would have really went. And that was a big pickup. You know, for a person and you looking in your corner and you got nobody there, and I don't have the credentials to do it for him. You have to have everything down there in order to pass. So he was wrestling on a hockey ring. The only thing I could do is go to the crack of the wall and try to yell through the hockey ring. Meanwhile, you got six coaches for one guy, so he looks over there. He's got to battle seven people. He looks in his corner. He has nobody. So actually, we called him the orphan when he was out there, right? So they all adopted him. Everybody, all the coaches just jumped on his side. We want to take him. So that was it. And ever since then, he's been having fun with it. You know, how far was he had really went? And he only had 2 weeks of practice to even make it for the Nationals. And to turn around and beat a state champion from Florida like that, it was unheard of. I was like, wow. When he called me up, the match was 16-5. I was like, that wasn't just a beating. That was bad. So he's doing good. That's just got to keep his head up. He'll be all right. But I think otherwise, everything else, and like I said, I'm actually doing that cancer walk. So if anybody decides they want to come on down October 18th and do that cancer walk, I got a lot of guys are sponsoring it. They just put their little tag on the back, make their little rounds. They don't have to donate the time. They only just do the walk. That's all. They don't have to donate no money, no nothing. And we're trying to raise the money for it again. Yeah, October. We're actually going to race that day also. It's going to be me and Larry T's, our final event.
Where at?
Fayetteville.
Okay.
And that's going to be our final event over there, you know, the grand finale. And we're actually going to say who's got the racer of the year. I think I'm pretty sure that we're going to do that at the end. So that'll be $500.
Who's leading that now?
Well, you got Team G right now, you know, is up ahead of you guys. And you're on the phone with Sammy now.
You ain't catching us either.
No, that's LA cars. We got one car.
You got one. I got three already.
Hey, look, you got the only way. That's the only thing you're going to beat us in, Sammy, is that goddamn.
Oh, wait until the eighth, boys. You ain't going to be saying that. Wait until the eighth.
Okay.
Wait until the eighth.
All right. We're going to have to wait, I guess. You know, choice.
I have no choice. Got to win.
Tell me what time y'all going to race. Y'all going to race in the daytime or y'all going to race towards the evening?
Towards the evening, I think, because we're racing 57 at 7.
Okay.
So we'll at least get to see the
candles lit then, right?
Yeah, I don't have my candles on light. I got junk. I got slow junk.
Hey, but that's right. Cause I gotta run my pro mod that day too.
Uh oh, who you got going on? You got them?
They got some kind of pro mod race here. I should open a flower.
Oh, okay.
Quarter mile.
Oh, quarter mile. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So I should bring my pro mod then.
Yeah, bring it, son of a bitch. We can run that too.
I guarantee
you, when I cut that big Ford loose, you'll see the candles lit there.
No shit.
You heard Jeff now, right?
Joe, we're gonna have to make sure that the food is ready before the race. We're gonna feed his son real good.
You want to sleep, huh?
They put him to sleep.
Hey Joe, when you having the seafood cook-off?
Oh, the seafood cook-off is gonna be on up right there that day, on the 8th.
Turkey.
Same day. We're gonna cook turkey plus have the seafood cook-out.
I got you.
Oh yeah.
Everybody's gonna throw their fish back in the water. Watch.
Look, I'll tell you right now. There's a couple people telling me what they're cooking. I ain't saying nothing yet. We got a couple guys that really think they know what they're doing, so we're going to see. They ain't saying what they're cooking, but...
We're going to see about that one, because everybody's fish is going to be in the water. Just like Wolfman,
when he threw
the chicken out the window.
Yeah, you gonna have your fish too, huh?
Oh yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna bring my fish too.
Huh?
Do you cook?
No, I ain't much of a cooker. I
like
to eat.
Okay.
I ain't got time to cook. I cook some steak. I cook steak on the grill, but I ain't seen all you some of your steak.
I'll bring some steaks.
Yeah, but you got bring 200.
Are you good? Are you good? That's what I want to know. Are you good at cooking steak?
Yeah.
You good?
You sure about that?
Yeah, maybe not too. We'll talk about it. Maybe me and you have a little steak off.
Yeah, that might have to happen. That might look. That might happen in October.
Yeah,
that might
happen in October.
I got so much shit going on.
He's gonna be in trouble then. Tough Rogers, he's gonna lose every which way to me. Between race, cook-off, race of the day, you're gonna have a bad year. You're gonna have nightmares.
Yeah, I know. That's what they all been saying. That's what they keep saying.
Now tell me, I gotta ask you something, Jeff. What's the deal with you in Top Notch? What's the deal with you and Top Notch? I ain't hear nothing yet.
I ain't heard nothing. We tried to run him. We wanted to run him August 8th. He said he couldn't make it. Said he couldn't make it.
Okay.
I guess he's busy. We're going to race. Maybe we can run a Fayetteville. You and Larry's race.
Okay.
He lives in Atlanta.
I was waiting to see that race happen. I ain't going to lie to you.
I mean, I don't know. He's been quiet lately.
Yeah,
It's gonna happen. It's gotta happen.
How you got to race Jason?
How
Jeff?
What's that?
You running Jason Copperhead?
I got run him Saturday at
Capitol. Saturday at Capitol, huh?
This Saturday, yeah.
So, he's gonna be at Bud's Creek on Bud's Creek.
October 8th, yeah, probably for sure. More than likely, he's always there. Oh, yeah, he's mostly all the time there. Oh, yeah.
Maybe I have to get him before I get that far.
Well, you better get him first. Hey, JJ.
JJ, is that you? Tell him, make sure he comes to my trailer, because I got to feed him first before the race.
Yeah, he's out there now. We're working on this thing. We're putting some V-Logs on it for tomorrow.
Oh, shoot.
Holy shit.
Took some weight off. I mean, we're not playing around. See, the problem is, the longer these guys wait, the longer they wait to get me, the worse it's going to get for them.
it looks like I'm going to have to pay my, I'm going to be paying my first DP then.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. You can do that. I mean, we've had, this is no shit, Sam. We don't have five on this year. So you can pay. It don't matter.
Oh,
you can be number
man.
Six.
Damn.
Shit, if I have to push my car down the track, I ain't paying no DP, goddammit.
I'll drag it for you if you want. Just hope it changes in the back.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Oh,
Sammy,
my
I know
God.
Sammy, the thing of it is, Sammy, I know what you got.
I got slow.
You got a small block Ford motor.
Yeah, I got junk.
I didn't say you had junk.
I got backyard.
I know what you got.
Here. I got a BG built motor.
Who built it?
BG.
Real
I got
BG.
A BG built motor, huh?
The back garage.
No, I got a Billy G built motor. Oh, Billy.
Oh man, y'all bad with y'all playing
back,
whether
it's
Pontiac
built,
or
it's built in the backyard. Oh
man, that's all right. Damn. Oh man,
right?
I gotta open
right,
up another
Joe?
Mic here. So y'all hold on, cause this might be your man here. I see he might be on here. 301-4067. Your mic's open.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Not much. How's everything?
Oh, not much.
All right. What you up to? Anything?
No, I just get my stomach getting flattened from that lamb we had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and that was that lamb. That was that green apple pie that you was trying to drink.
Yeah, that's like 200 shot of nitrous. And said he's good too.
We told you not to touch it.
Hey,
it was all
only
grown folks can touch that.
Hey, Joe. When we come out to New Jersey, right? We come out of New Jersey, and as soon as we hit the Delaware line, I look in the back seat, and that Jarrell had his head over there in JB's lap.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. No, I told you I had too much to drink.
Oh, no.
In the back seat. Yeah. They both back here with the head, and I said, what the hell you two doing back there?
You had to stop some of this off, too?
That was crazy, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, he didn't want to. He called you. What's your nickname?
Oh.
God damn.
Now, look, I said it. Jeff's the one that said it. Sammy, you didn't hear it, did you?
No, I heard he was on somebody's lap.
No. You didn't hear the story about him coming home one day and he stayed at Jeff's house, did you?
No.
Oh, man, Joe, go ahead, tell him, please.
We was at the racetrack one night, Sammy. And, you know, my family never really met him. They know I talked to him on the phone. Well, he was at the track with us one night, and he didn't want to go home, but it was too far for him to go. It was a two-day race at Capitol, which is only 7 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
So I said, look, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, look, you stay at the house. You got to be quiet. Everybody's sleeping. So we go up there in the bedroom. I said, look, we'll just take showers in the morning. I can't take showers. It's 2 o'clock. We'll wake everybody up. Well, he was in the spare bedroom. And in the meantime, he got up to go to the bathroom. And my stepdaughter got out of her bed to go to the bathroom. And she's walking down the hall at 3 o'clock in the morning. And that's when she's walking down the hallway in his drawers, face to face with her. She was screaming and hollering. She thought somebody had robbed, broke into the house. There's a black man in the house. There's a black man in the house. I said, what the hell? I jumped up, because she had never seen me before, Sammy. Can you imagine being up 4 o'clock in the morning, walking down the hallway, and there's a black guy in his underdrawers looking right at you?
Oh, man.
You talking about this funny. God damn. That was funny as shit.
So pretty much your stepdaughter peed on herself, and... and he didn't know where he was going.
So he was having
a walking in his drawers too. Shoot, good man.
Oh shit. Oh man.
Oh man.
You could throw that quiet thing out the window then.
Yeah, it was screaming in the hallway, and I jumped up like, what the hell? Because I don't, you fall asleep, you don't forget. I don't forgot he was in the house. You know what I mean? I just woke up out of sleep like, what? Who's screaming? And I remember, God damn, Jarrell's in the house.
I'm walking around in the drawers like he at home.
Yeah.
I was just going across the hallway to go to the bathroom. I almost got shot.
Oh, man. That's not good right there.
Hey, Joe, did you see that? Did you see that little skit we put on DMV Grudge?
Nah, I didn't see it.
Hey,
y'all don't put something
get out. Get on Jarrell's Facebook.
It's on DMV Grudge.
Uh-oh,
y'all don't put something out.
Oh, I saw a little video that you guys put up.
Shoot.
It ain't much, though. Mm. It's just funny the way it went down last night while we were working on the car.
Holy shit. Man, that's what you do, is work on the car?
That's where we're at now. That's where we're at. We was out here now working on the car. We cooked some pork chops and some ribs and had a cookout and out here working on the car. Got the whole crew here. We have a good time. This is what we do.
Holy shit, my shit's still in the trailer. I don't even know how long.
What's that?
Mine is still in the trailer for long, and I don't even know how it looks in there.
Yeah, but I done raced mine since then.
I didn't touch my car yet. I know the golf cart got loose and almost hit the car. That's about it.
I got you. Hey, Joe, we ran ski masks Friday night. You should have seen that at the bottom. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Y'all ran ski masks. What the hell? What y'all give them?
What's
he kept
giving?
picking on me. Look, he kept picking on me. I said, Ski Mask, I can't run you. You give me the break, and I'll run on top of you. I said, Ski Mask, I don't give nobody the break. I give the back tire to clear, and I'll make sure I gap you about 4 or 5 cars. No, give me the break. All right, go ahead and get it. I said, but Ski Mask, you got to make sure you leave the start line within 5 seconds of a tree dropping, because I don't want to sit in there to trans break up. He said, okay. And I should have knew he was up to no good, because when he stayed, he double stayed, lit both lights, right? And as soon as he stayed that second bulb, he left before the tree came down. And if that wasn't bad enough, we left the start line and shook the tires a little bit, Joe, and the goddamn parachute came out. At 60 feet, the parachute was fully blossomed, Joe. Hung at the back of the car 20 feet in the air. I said, holy mackerel. And when and Junior put that car in second gear, drove around Ski Mask with the parachute at the whole track.
Oh, man, you ain't got no video of that?
I'm
going to put it on Facebook, Joe.
Oh, that's bad.
That bitch came out at the 60 foot, and it was fully blossomed. It was fully out, up in the air, pulling. And Junior said, I thought something broke in the transmission. He said, the car wasn't going nowhere. I said, I guess not. The parachute was out when you left the start line. We're all around.
Oh man. What did he have to say then?
He just shook his head like, God damn, I can't beat you if you let me. I said, yeah. So that goddamn parachute, I thought, no way we're going to go parachute with that parachute.
Say something. Nothing.
Damn, Ski Mask. They've been beating up Ski Mask pretty regular.
But he races though. He's gonna race somebody. He shows up. He's gonna race somebody. Win or lose or draw. He's racing.
I seen something one day that I could not believe. I remember he ran Troublemaker. I said, he ain't racing that. Yeah. I said, what the hell?
Back tire is kicking it clear.
Look, I'm saying to myself, this man can take the nitrous off and give you all that. Now, what the hell are you even thinking of doing something like that? He didn't even get the – they ran heads up. He just got the – I think he got the clear. That was it, or the back tire. He didn't give him the brake.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe George was doing that. I said, what the heck? He might red light. He might – oh, yeah? That's a big mic.
Yeah, he does crazy
the one,
shit.
That's the one race in Fairville that – he raced Carolina kid.
He raced him in Capital some years back. He raced him. I couldn't believe he did it.
Yeah.
I mean, he
had a nitrous backfire, I think, that day.
Not George. George didn't have no nitrous backfire. He just didn't have enough. Put it this way, he ran my son back then. My son was running with mufflers on the car, and they ran motor to motor. Big Joe getting the back tire, and Phil beat the heck out of him. So figure that. I know daggone well Phil can't go nowhere. He ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn. How the hell George even think something like that? Wow, that was crazy. I could not.
Damn,
that's when you want to give away money.
Guy like that?
Huh?
You're picking on somebody like that?
Did you give him his money back?
You're a bully.
Oh, man. That's crazy. But that is going to be good. I think August 8th is going to be the thing right now. So we got a lot of other things that are going to go on, too.
This Gunsmoke is looking for Jeff.
Oh, Gunsmoke?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What you got?
Hey, you know what he's talking about.
No.
He's talking about the great
Gunsmoke
truck, y'all.
What?
Flex.
But he wants something, Joe.
He wants, yeah.
Yeah, you can't look, Joe.
He wants the wiggles.
You can't look you can't look for somebody or something. You can't. That's
he said,
doing it backwards.
He said,
you can't call.
He
can't call a man out. You can't call a man out once something. You gotta let the man call you out and ask for something, huh? I give him the back time.
What'd you say, baby?
Yeah, 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 he said Gunsmoke say he coming on motor.
I'll give him the back tire, the kick, and the clear of my other car.
I'll take that.
He know what to provide.
I'll take it.
Okay, you can get it.
I'll take it with my ProMod.
All right, bring your ProMod down there.
I get everything?
No, not a ProMod.
Hey, you should have said yes. You would have got a DP.
Hey, if you give everything, you give me everything with a small block. If you got a pro mod, I'm on. You get it back, start getting clear. 8 mile.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit. Remember, I got 4 junk. That's all I got.
That's what I got.
Hopefully, yeah.
That's all
now,
I got is 4.
Now, Apollo going to have his goat there?
No, I think
you
he's
going to there? Huh?
Who?
Paolo ain't coming with that car, I don't think. He's trying.
He's trying?
He might have okay.
Game
a bar and motor.
What happened?
If I give me some oil pressure by the AC, yeah, I'll be there.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
But, you know, I ain't making a promise.
Yeah, make it
I give me one of these. Give me one of these horses out of the camp where we went in stables. So I'd be.
He must put a Ford motor in that thing.
Only way I can get a Pontiac to run.
Come on now, you had a big sheep in there before, didn't you? Oh, conventional head or what is it?
It was conventional head.
Conventional head Chevy, big block Chevy.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right.
We got plenty of those.
Hey, Joe, I'm jump off here. I'm going to get loaded up for tomorrow.
Okay, all right.
Work,
good luck, Jeff.
We got to get off work. All right, buddy. All right.
All right, you take care,
though. All right, buddy.
Okay, take care. Yeah, they gonna be down there. They're going to definitely do their work. Definitely going to do their thing. Well, I'm going to give anybody else a chance to come on. We're going to be shutting the show down at 8 o'clock. It's 7:57. You got 3 minutes. Anybody want to come on, they got welcome to come in there, say what they want to say. I know there's a few shows more coming up. If you want to talk about your show, you got a chance to come on and say it. Otherwise, I know August 8th, MIR, we're going to be ready to rock and roll in August 7th at Colonial Beach. We'll be ready. October 17th and the 18th be our last blast of the past. That's what that'll be at Fayetteville and the Cancer Walk. September 12th, Island Dragway. And that'll be one of the final ones over there for the grudge event for us over there. So I know we're going to got a couple guys already talking about locking in some races. And there's a few races already locked in at Buds Creek. There should be a lot of action going on all the way around, a lot of money runs, and a lot of people looking for runs. So if you see the video and you think you can make a call out or need to run one of those guys, give me a call. They'll be waiting. Sammy, just now you just got to confirm, you just got to call up Mo. Jeff Rogers said he'll come out there on September 12th and go ahead, and he would try him out. So we got to try to get that going. And also it's going to be later. They said it's between 3 and 11. That's going to be what that is on September 12th. So the track will be nice. Everything will be good. Food will be there. Like we said, we treat the races and the families, the fans, we try to treat them right. That's all I can say. So if anybody else has anything to say, let me know, and we'll go from there. Sam, you got anything else to add on?
Right now, we're thinking into the turkey.
Oh, you thinking into the turkey?
Yeah.
Is he tender?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I think I overcooked it, but I think it's overcooked, but it's tasty.
It's tasty. I'm
trying to get it in the middle over here. Yeah, now it's kind of good.
How's the center? Is it juicy? That's what I want to make sure.
Yeah, it is juicy.
That's
it is juicy. That's one thing.
Right. I'm listening right now to see.
What is it?
Is it okay?
Say it again, Tom.
No, I was listening to see who tasted it. I was trying to find out how they say it tastes.
Well,
anybody taste it yet?
I am. I'm eating right now.
It's good.
Yeah, I tell you, the wife will tell you how it is. Oh, my little one. Let me see. Emma, how's the turkey? How's the chicken? Good. A lot of fat to call it chicken. She said, good.
You had to call it chicken. You didn't want to tell her it was a turkey?
No, she don't know what the turkey is. That is chicken. She, everything is chicken for her. Even lamb is chicken for her.
Oh, dang.
My, my older one is stuffing her face right now.
Okay. Alrighty.
All right,
well,
Joe.
I'm going to close the show down, and I'm going to tell everybody good night, and God bless. And I'll be talking to you over the weekend, Sammy.
You got it. Take care, Jeff.
All right, take care now. Okay,
hey, bye. Jeff, have a good night.